Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, we hear the benefits of the new and improved meat inspection stamps being introduced by the Ministry of Health. Stay tuned to find out more. And you will definitely want to stay tuned for our proverb of the day. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
The Ministry of Health has taken steps to better equip public health inspectors to carry out the inspection and certification of meat products obtained from slaughterhouses across the island. This as new and improved meat inspection stamps have been procured for distribution to each of the ministry's 400 public health inspectors to certify that meat obtained from legally slaughtered animals is safe for public consumption. The stamps were unveiled during a brief launch at Juicy Patties Limited's headquarters in Clarendon recently. They use an irremovable food-safe ink that dries within seconds of being used to apply the requisite mark on meat. The imagery produced by the new stamp is also sharper and more easily recognized when properly applied. The new stamps have been modeled off the design used by the United States Food and Drug Administration.
We spent approximately $3.5 million. On these new meat stamps. And I'm confident that this is money well spent. Public health may be expensive to maintain, but we know how important it is to our society and the survival of our people.
Guest speaker at the launch, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. 250 stamps will initially be distributed to inspectors, with the remainder scheduled for delivery thereafter. All existing rubber stamps will be recalled and destroyed by the Health Ministry. As a safety mechanism, the stamps are uniquely designed to correspond with the registration number of each of the ministry's 400 public health inspectors. The Health Ministry anticipates that this move will go a far way in enhancing the accountability of inspectors for the devices, as well as serve as a deterrent to theft and misuse by persons engaged in illegal animal slaughtering.
If the stamp is lost or stolen, we have a public notification system in place, as well as a system for the replacement that will prevent duplication.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
And now for our proverb of the day. Adi's picnin yam rock stone. Translation, disobedient children end up eating huge stones. And this means ill-mannered and disobedient children will come to a bad end. St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union offers agricultural loans for the production of onion, ginger, hot pepper, and callaloo in eastern Jamaica. Call them at 982-1460 or visit 26 Queen Street in the center of Morant Bay. Take advantage of this opportunity to achieve your financial success. Remember, at St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union Limited, you are family. And that's it for today's program. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or check out our Facebook page. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Vaughn Davis, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.